Hi, this is Susan Broder from Speak Languages and Travel the World with some more tricky English made easy. So, why is it not a compliment to say, "Oh, you've got beautiful long hairs"? Probably, if you say that to someone who speaks English well, they're especially a girl, she'll pick up her handbag and hit it over your head. It is absolutely not a compliment to say you've got beautiful long hairs. Well, because hairs are all over your body. And it's really not a compliment to say, talking about your sister, for example, she's got long brown hairs. It means that she's got hairy legs, hairy arms, maybe even a hairy moustache over her lips, and it's not very nice to say to someone. So it's not a good idea to look at the girl opposite you and say, "Oh, you've got beautiful long hairs," because she'll probably pick up her handbag and hit it over your head. So it's not a compliment to say you've got beautiful long brown hairs. Hairs only refers to the hairs on your arms, on your legs, or any other part of your body which is not on your head. On the other hand, many students of mine say she's got a long brown hair. I'm not sure they actually mean to say I think it's more a kind of schwa that comes in after the T and the L. However, many say she's got a long brown hair. That's absolutely impossible as well. You cannot say she's got a long brown hair. And why is that? Because a long brown hair means only one hair. You're saying she's only got one hair on her head and it's very long. Now that's not a compliment either. So you cannot say she's got a long brown hair. So what's the correct way to speak about hair? Hair is uncountable when you're speaking about the hair on your head. Therefore, you use it in the singular without any kind of article. She's got long brown hair. And if you want to compliment a girl, you can say, "Oh, you've got beautiful long hair." Of course, you can also speak about nice curly hair, short wavy hair, long straight hair. As long as you use hair without an article and in the singular, you'll always be safe. You've got beautiful long brown hair. You've got lovely short black hair. So let's summarize. It's not possible to say she's got a long brown hair because that would mean we're speaking about a person with only one hair on his head, and that's no good. You cannot say she's got long brown hairs because then you'd be speaking about the hairs on the body, and that's not really a compliment either, being that most people prefer to shave their hair. And so the only way to speak about hair is in the singular without an article and say she's got long brown hair, he's got short black hair, he's got wavy hair, she's got curly hair. Remember to use hair in the singular, and the best way to fix it in your mind is to practice. Look at all the people around you and just describe them in your head, or if you can do so from a place where no one can hear you, for example inside your car, you could actually say it out loud, because saying it makes it fix even better. So your next exercise is to look at all the people around you and describe their hair, the length, if it's curly, if it's straight, if it's wavy, if it's frizzy, and make sure you always add hair in the singular. Frizzy hair, curly hair, wavy hair, long hair, short hair, black hair. Okay, I hope this tricky English made easy was helpful. And subscribe if you want some more English tips. Bye!